How would you assess this unusual situation currently surrounding Kim Jong-un's health and whereabouts? I mean, it's fair to say North Korea's not been the most forthcoming nation in the past either.
Well, North Korea is obviously known for being the most reclusive society and country in the world. So I think it's very well established in international media and public knowledge that it's not particularly forthcoming with information about even itself, but more so with when it comes to its leaders. So North Korean media in particular is really protective of any kinds of whereabouts of its leaders, Kim Jong-un in particular, unless these reports have then been sanctioned by the leadership itself so that they get put out through the state media. It's not so unusual. Well, it is unusual for Kim Jong-un not to be seen frequently. He has been very effective in engaging a kind of sort of media building of his profile since his father passed away. And he's often been visiting different kinds of facilities, and these get widely reported in the national media. There have been speculations before, most notably in 2012, when he went missing and then reappeared with a noticeable limp. So there was some speculation that he may have had surgery on possibly on gout or something like that. But of course, none of this was ever confirmed. So he has been clearly not 100% well. So there has been a lot of speculation about whether he has possibly some heart-related issues. But because there has been no official announcement by the state media, this is all just speculation at the moment. And I think CNN's reporting really kind of hit this off, and people started really looking into it more after that. But at the moment, we can't know for sure. He's clearly recuperating from something. But the other theory that is being floated at the moment as well is that he may just be laying low because of COVID-19 spread in North Korea, and reportedly one of his bodyguards has been diagnosed with COVID. So it could be that he's just taking precaution and staying in his holiday mansion.
South Korea sort of came forward to make the statement that that Kim is actually up and sort of fighting fit. I mean, why was it that sort of South Korea decided to take this role to assure the world when North Korean media obviously is all shut up?
Well, South Korean intelligence agencies have actually got a pretty good handle on what is going on in North Korea. They have various ways of getting information from North Korea. This is that, you know, includes satellite imagery, but they also have other ways of getting this kind of information. And I would, of course, I don't have inside knowledge into this, what happens in South Korean intelligence agencies, but I would suggest that they just haven't seen anything that causes them enough concern to put out any kind of statement either way, other than just to say let's wait and see. It could be also that they may be concerned that any kind of statement from South Korean government might also just send this whole speculation through the roof, and that could have then some implications to the peace and security and kind of stability of the region. So if North Korea is indeed sort of in the throes of widespread COVID-19 sort of pandemic, the rest of the world, then this sort of thing is really not perhaps the most useful, way forward under given the circumstances. So it could be one of those two things. And it's difficult to, of course, know either way, but I would expect that there will be some kind of statement probably from the North Korean state media sooner or later.
And you mentioned, of course, before that Kim has been building his media profile in recent years. Now, the woman that is responsible for a great deal of that is his sibling, his sister Kim Yo-jong, who has sort of been touted as the likely leader. If worst comes to worst, Kim Jong-un has sort of kicked the bucket. So, in your view, is Kim Yo-jong the likely successor in this one? Or are we going to see a bit more of an upset, a bit more of a tumult in the North Korean government?
Well, this is a really interesting question, although it's hypothetical at the moment, of course, so I have to emphasise that, there is no official sort of indication that there would be this line of succession. Of course, Kim Yo-jong has recently been appointed the kind of chief propaganda strategist for the Kim regime, so that clearly means that he's been groomed for something, some kind of role, and she has been very visible next to Kim Jong-un as well. Whether she would be the next leader is an interesting one, because she's of course a woman, and typically the leaders in North Korea have always been men, so it would be quite difficult to imagine how North Korean people would accept a female leader. And this really relates to the kind of mythology, or kind of the myth of the North Korean nation, where the leader is considered as this father of the nation, and he stands to kind of look after his people, and the people are kind of considered his children. So the male members of the Kim clan who are the leaders, whether it's Kim Il-sung, who was the original, the founder of the nation, and then Kim Jong-il and now Kim Jong-un, are always presented as these father figures who are sort of looking after their children, who are the people of North Korea. And there is no sort of myth or state mythology to kind of allow really a place for a female leader to take a similar role. There is Kim Jong-suk, who was the mother of Kim Jong-il, the father of Kim Jong-un. And she has been portrayed in the official histories and sort of mythologies of the or narratives of the nation of North Korea as the kind of mother of the nation. So there is some precedent there that would allow for this creation of a new personality cult. And I think that's really important thing to consider, not just the fact that North Korea is a highly patriarchal nation or society, but it's also the fact that you need the North Korean state propaganda apparatus really needs some kind of narrative that will allow this unquestioning leadership of the Kim clan to sort of continue. So they would really have to come up with something very quickly. There is another person who may be able to step in, and that's the younger brother, the older half-brother of Kim Jong-un. But he has not been really in the picture very much. So it might be difficult to bring him in short notice. So, yes, it's a very interesting question. The bottom line is that for the regime to survive the way it is now, it would need to find someone from the Kim clan to take over the position of leadership, because the whole system and the narrative of the nation really builds on this idea that the Kims are at the center of the nations, and they are the unquestionable leaders of this state. So it's a difficult one. I think Kim Yo-jong would really, really struggle to establish herself as the unquestioning leader, and she might find it quite difficult also to kind of hold the balance between the military and the Politburo in North Korea, which are sort of quite tricky ones to balance for the leaders, and have always been.
Well, Joe, look, it is an intriguing situation.
Indeed.
Really do appreciate you joining us, unpacking it for us a little bit this morning.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.